Well, it's very important with the challenges facing us with regard to Brexit, particularly for a county such as Roan and Donegal, which is more exposed than any other, and for the many Donegal people who work in Northern Ireland, and also Northern Ireland-based people who work in Donegal, that we're fully prepared for Brexit, and that we have full information as well in order to allow us to do that. Now, the government have two reports on their desk which they're refusing to publish in relation to how Brexit would impact trade, cross-border trade, and also in relation to the sectors that are most exposed and the likely impact on them. And there's also been a report a couple of weeks ago in relation to the impact of Brexit on the border, which was carried out by revenue commissioners, which the government have also refused to publish. Now, in my view, there's no point in the government, or well, there is a point, but it doesn't make sense that the government are doing these reports and then not publishing them. They shouldn't be keeping them to themselves. We all need to be aware of the impacts. We need to have line of sight in terms of what these reports are saying, so that everyone, people in business, people cross-border workers, and also people in the farming community, are able to feed into the Brexit response and are fully informed of the challenges that are ahead. And it's not acceptable that they would continue to sit on them, keep these reports to themselves, and not publish them. And I am calling on the government to actually make these available so the public can fully inform themselves.
And these reports have also come at a cost to the taxpayer, so it is vital that these are published, because people will want to see where their money has gone.
Certainly, it's the public, it's the taxpayer that has paid for them, and I mean, they were carried out for very good reason, and it's proper and appropriate that they were carried out. But more than just the government needs to see these reports, the businesses, farming community, cross-border employees, everybody has a stake in this, and it's important that we are fully informed so that people can prepare themselves and also feed into the response. So it's just not acceptable for the government to hold on tight to this information and not make it available. They need to do so, and they should promptly now publish the reports.